ask that you stand with me as we receive the one who's going to break the bread of life for us today. We receive in our own way Reverend Mack Brown, who will now come to share what God has laid on his heart. Amen?
Amen.
Reverend Brown.
Amen. We want to ask if the children, any children present, would like to go in the back. This is Youth Sunday, and they'd like to share some things with the young people. They're welcome in the fellowship hall. You may go now.
Amen.
Amen, Reverend.
Amen. Any children? And while they're doing that, if you can, if you will open your books up to 1 Kings. Amen. And we're going to take a look at chapter 18, verse 45, 46, and we're going to continue 19, 1 through 4. All right. 18, 45 through 46. And we'll continue with 19, 1 through 4. Amen? Amen. And we'll give you time to get there. It's just good to be, Trace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We good?
Yes.
I still hear pages slipping, so we'll give them. Amen. And when you get this, just keep that, those chapters and those verses, don't lose them, old man. All right? Amen. Amen, Deke. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
1 Kings 18, 45 and 46. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Mm-hmm. Then Jezebel sent a message sender to Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." Mm-hmm. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, mm-hmm. which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under the broom tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, "It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's."
Amen, amen. You may be seated. Amen. Oh, gracious Father, we come in once again, Lord. Lord God, we just want to take this opportunity to thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me once again to stand before your people. But, Lord, most of all, I ask that you give them an ear to hear what it is you have to say to me. Yes. Lord, we just want to thank you for these and all your many blessings that you continue to shower down upon us. In your darling son, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, first of all, some of you are hearing me preach for the first time. Amen. And I would like to take this opportunity to tell you you are going to be blessed today. Amen. Amen. But I do have some good news for you and some good news for you. Good news number one is that I'm speaking. Good news number two is I won't be long. Give me 10 minutes and I'll be gone. Amen. 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 And I also like to take this opportunity to thank my pastor for allowing me to stand before you. And I like to thank my co-ministers here in the Lord. And I like to thank you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. For I know you could have been somewhere else using your time and not here. But anyway, nevertheless, I just want to thank you for being here today. Amen. All right. The title of my sermon this morning is Elijah. Why are you running? Amen. Elijah, why are you running? Amen. And I'm going to try and give you a 1, 2, and a 3. Amen. Being afraid, know your opponent, and know who you are. Amen. 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 Now, just to try and fill you in, look, if you look at the verse 45 and 46, you see that Elijah had Ahab to go to Jezreel. Amen. But Ahab went to Jezreel on a chariot. Now, think about this. Ahab on a chariot. So what is a chariot pulled by? Okay. Not no small cat, not no dog, not no rat. We're talking about a horse. Amen? Amen. Now, Ahab left before Elijah. Ahab left before Elijah. And now you look at verse 46. What does the word of the Lord say? Amen? In verse 46. Let me. So y'all need this. I can't see with these glasses or without them, but I'm going to put them on anyway. Amen? Amen. And the hand of the Lord was on who? The hand of the Lord was on Elijah. Amen? Amen. And he did what? He girded up his what? His loins. And he did what? He ran before who? Ahab. To what? To the entrance of Jezreel. Now. Ahab was on a chariot and a horse. And Elijah, the Bible say, ran. I just want y'all to keep a note that. Understand that. The most important thing about that is that it says the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. Okay. Now, I'm gonna get back. Let's get back here. Now, understand what's going on here as we go into 19. Amen. So, Ahab told his wife, who is who? Jezebel. Everything that Elijah had done. Well, and look, I want y'all to understand this. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah. And what did she tell him? She told him that, look, by this time tomorrow, may the Lord deal with me so severely if I don't kill you by tomorrow. That's what Jezebel sent a messenger to tell Elijah. Am I in the book? Okay, okay, now stay with me. Stay with me. Now look at this. What did Elijah do when he got the message? Amen. What did Elijah do? Okay, let me make it simple for you. He got the message and he got scared and ran for his life. Elijah, why are you running? Why are you running? Look, did Elijah just outrun a horse in a chariot? With whose hand on him? Did he just not do that? And because this lady named Jezebel sent him a messenger with some message about how she was going to kill him. Listen, I'm going to go back and catch you up. Like he had done all of those non-prophets. They call them false prophets. In case you didn't know, 450 of them. Okay, follow me now. Amen. Stay with me. Stay with me. Look. And so he ran for his life, and he went to where? Beersheba. He went to Beersheba first. Okay, from Jerail to Beersheba, it wasn't no like 1 or 2 miles, people. It was not like 1, 2, or 3 miles. Listen, Case, listen to me. It was 100 miles. It was 100 miles that Elijah ran. Was the man scared? Why? Listen. As a norm, for most people, 4 things happen when you're scared. Let me see if I can remember them now. Listen. 4 things happen when you're scared. First of all, when somebody frighten you, some people have a tendency to freeze and scream. That's what they do. Some people do. Freeze and scream. Some people say other words. Lord, oh Lord, help me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Amen? Amen. Some other people have a tendency when they get scared is to try and hide from whatever it is that scared them. That's what some people. Now, number 3, some people will stand and fight. Although they're scared, they'll stand and fight. Some people do that. And other people take flight and run. That's what they do. But now, listen, I know everybody been scared, amen, at one time or another. At one time or another, everybody's been scared, amen. It's pretty normal for kids to get scared at nighttime. It's pretty normal for them to, like when it's time to go to bed at nighttime, to want some type of light in the bedroom. Amen? Amen. That's just normal because they're scared. Now, I'm going to tell you, as for me, I wasn't scared. I was smart. Because listen, at nighttime, when I was young, about this high, and I'd be up late at night watching these, it used to be a program come on Weird, way before You People time. Y'all don't know nothing about this. Scary movies. Listen. So I would be watching the Weird program and knowing that I'm going to be scared to death. Listen. So I'm watching, the scary movie at nighttime, and when the scary movie go off, that was a long time ago, people, when they had black and white TV. Y'all know nothing about that. You changed the channel, because they only had about 3 or 4 channels anyway. But the knob would always break. Always break. And so you had to have a pair of pliers. You people don't know nothing about this. Listen. And not only that, but the antenna would break. And so you had to put a coat hanging. Y'all don't know nothing about that. You know what I say? The manufacturer should have just included a pair of pliers and a coat hanger in the box. Because that was going to happen. But anyway, listen. This is what I was doing. I ain't going to tell you I was scared. But look, I would cut every light on all the way back to my bed. I go through and turn them lights on. The house be lit up. Listen. And then I would go back and cut each one off. But the bedroom light. And for what I had to do, I had to fix my cover so that when I cut that light off, I could jump right under the covers. See, what you people don't know is that if you're under the covers, the monster can't get you. He can't see you. Listen. I was not scared. I was smart because I understood that the monster, for one thing, he can't see in the light. I understood that, and I understood that he could only see in the dark, but he couldn't see you under the covers. And so although I could hardly breathe, but I fixed me a little pinhole where I could sip air through. I couldn't breathe hard because the covers would come up and down, and he'd see me. You gotta be smart. You gotta be, hey, I wasn't scared. I was smart. Amen. Now look, we'll get back to Elijah here. Look, Elijah, he was scared. And number one, when he took off and ran, he ran 100 miles. How many of you people can run 100 miles? I don't know, Minister Price, where she was dancing up here. I believe she could put on 100 miles. That was number one. The Bible say, and he went on. Now, he didn't already went 100 miles. But they say he went on another day. Elijah. Why are you running? Another day? Come on, Elijah. Listen. Now, wait a minute. He's not through running. Listen. The Bible says that he left there and traveled another 40 days and 40 nights. Elijah. We talking about Jezebel. She didn't cause you to run at least 42 days. At least 42 days. Because you remember he went 100 miles, and they said another day he went into the wilderness. That's 2 days. And then he went 40 days and 40 nights. Come on, was he afraid? What? Oh! Didn't you just read that the Lord's hand was on Elijah? Did not the Bible say that the Lord's hand was on him? This was before he took flight. Why are you running? Now let me go back and try to bring you people up to speed. Listen. It all started back when Elijah met Ahab. Now, I'm going to tell the story, amen. Y'all can go back and read it. 18 and 19 of 1 Kings. Listen, listen. Elijah met Ahab. Now, what Ahab did, Ahab said, you causing trouble for Israel. In other words, Ahab then called him a troublemaker. And Elijah told him, say, no, it ain't me, but it's you, your family, your father, and all you rascals. Yeah, y'all didn't follow the commandments of God. And then, listen, Elijah told Ahab, he says, look, I want you to meet me on Mount Carmel. Meet me on Mount Carmel. And by the way, bring those 450 false prophets, non-prophets, wannabe prophets, whatever you want, bring them all with you. Amen. So now we see now that Elijah done picked this fight. He picked the fight. He told Ahab to come and meet him and bring these 450 false prophets. Now, what happened next? Amen. Ahab did as Elijah said. He sent the word out and got all of these 450 prophets. And look, listen to me. Listen. Then Elijah say, this is what I want y'all to do. Go get two bulls. Amen. Go get two bulls. And you choose your bull. And I'll take the next one, the other one. Amen. And so he told him, say, look, I want you to make a sacrifice. Cut this bull up and lay him on the altar and make a sacrifice. Call on your God. That God named Baal. Amen. Call on him. Call on him. But look, this is what I don't want you to do. Don't set fire to the sacrifice. Don't set nail spark to it. But call on Baal. And all of these 450 prophets, okay, that sounds fair to us. That's what we're going to do, because that's what they did. They got their bull, cut it up, and put it on the altar, and they had pieces of it, I guess, cut it up in pieces all there. They didn't light fire to it. What did they do? They started their chant. And marching around and calling on their God. They did that. They started in the morning. We're talking about in the a.m. Listen. At noontime, they were still doing it. Now spark. No fire, no nothing. They still going at noontime. And this is what Elijah said. Now, listen. The Bible said he tormented. He taunt them. He taunted them. Amen. Amen. I say, look, Elijah went out and tried to help him out. He tried to help him out because, look, this is what he told him to do. Hey, noontime hour, hey, we ain't heard a word. Maybe you're not shouting loud enough. That's what he told him. He said, maybe you're not shouting loud enough. You need to shout louder. Amen. And then he told him, say, well, maybe he's in a conversation. Maybe he's talking. Listen. No, that's what he told him. He told him, he said, well, maybe he's on a trip. Maybe he's vacationing somewhere. This is what he told him. And he said, he is a God, ain't he? Maybe he's asleep. He need to be woke up. Listen. And it say, after then, they started marching even more. And then they started what? Cutting themselves. Slicing themselves with the sword and the board. Listen, this is what they did. And then the Bible say they was bleeding. and ain't the sun even no more. 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock in the evening. The Bible says it's time for the evening prayer. And so Elijah come back out. Now, look, the Bible says that, hey, look. After all this time, they had heard one word from nobody. Where the heck is Baal? They ain't heard a word from him. So Elijah told, say, look, people, y'all, come on. Now, I would imagine nowadays we'd say, hey, enough of this foolishness. We done had enough of this. So Elijah told the people, come on over here. I got something for you. Listen, bring you up. Listen. So the people came, and the first thing Elijah did was repair the altar. Fixed it all up. Y'all go back and read this. Listen. And they say that he put the 12 stones who represent Israel there. And they say when he repaired the altar, he digged a trench around the altar. Everybody know what a trench is, right? Amen. So he digged a trench around the altar. And then he took his sacrifice and he cut it up. We talking about a bull. We ain't talking about like no one T-bone steak here. Amen. A couple of pork chops or anything like that. We talking about a bull. And so he cut the bull up and he laid it on the altar. Listen, follow me. Follow me. No, don't follow me. You be messed up. Follow God. Follow God. Listen. Listen. So he laid it all on the altar. And then the next thing he did, he told the people, they say, go get 4 jars and fill it up with water. Now, he's not talking about no peanut butter and jelly jars. He said, go get 4 jars. Back then, these days, we talking about a big amount of water. We talking about like buckets. Amen. But he told them, say, look, go fill it up with water. So they did, and they brought it back. And Elijah told them, say, well, pour it all over the sacrifice. Just wet everything up. Pour it all over. So they poured it all over the sacrifice. So now we're talking about wet meat and wet wood. Amen? And then Elijah said, hey, no, that ain't enough. Go back. Do it again. He had these people to go back 2 more times. So we're talking about 12 big buckets of water that we didn't wet. Wood's wet, dirt's wet, rocks wet, water wet, everything wet. So they put so much water on it that it filled the trenches up. The trenches full of water. Amen. And then the next thing that happened is Elijah called on God. The next thing happened, Elijah called on God. Listen. And they say, God, boom, rain fire down for me. Burn up all the meat. The bull was burned up. Burned the sacrifice up. Lit it on fire. Not only that, but he lit wet wood on fire. Elijah, why are you running? God just burned up the sacrifice and burning wet wood. That ain't all. Listen. The Bible say that the rocks caught on fire. The rocks is burning. Elijah, why are you running? Not only that, listen, people. Listen, the Bible said that the dirt caught on fire. The dirt is wet. You can't burn dry dirt. You cannot set dry dirt on fire. But God did. God set dirt on fire. Elijah, Elijah, are you kidding me? 100 miles? Not only that, listen, people, I'm almost through. I've been here 10 minutes. Amen, amen. I'm about through. Listen, listen. Not only that, but God set water on fire. People, we use water to put out fire. Elijah, why are you running? Why are you running? Oh, listen, 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 people. Listen, you got to know who you are. You got to know who you are. Elijah, God just had his hand on you and still do. Know who you are. Listen, people, you tell me, listen, you tell me, anybody asks you, are you a Christian? You're going to say what? Yes, I'm a Christian. So if you're a Christian, you're taking on Christ's name. Know who you are. When you face your Jezebel could be anybody, anything. Know who you are. The Bible say that God loves you son, as sons and daughters. Know who you are. Listen, listen. You are an heir and a joint heir. Listen, know who you are. What are you going to do when you face your Jezebel? What are you going to do? Listen, listen, listen. You're not only an heir in the air, a joint heir, but you are the royal priesthood. Golly. Listen, listen as I close now. People, people, don't forget. Always remember who you are. You are the sons and daughters of the King Most High. So what if Jezebel send you a message? You send it right back. And tell all you are, listen, listen. Jezebel had killed all the prophets of God. She had them all killed. And then Elijah had nerves enough to say, hey, Lord, I'm the only one left. And they want to kill me too. He knew that when he had challenged these people. He knew that. But he told them, listen, go and get those 450 prophets and kill them all. Don't let not one escape. And they did. And then when he gets the message, he takes flight. Hey, Elijah, why are you running? If anybody should have been running, should have been Jezebel. Because apparently she didn't realize who you was. It should have done on him when he had all those 450 prophets killed. Nevertheless, hey, hey, y'all be blessed, man. It's been my pleasure to present this story. And look, if you read the when you read your Bible, go ahead and read all the way down in 19. You read at verse 9, you see where God even asks Elijah the question. He says, God says to Elijah, why are you here, Elijah? Why are you here? This, amen? Listen, listen. It's been my pleasure. All his fault. Oh, gracious God.
Thank you.
Lord God, we just come in. Thank you one more time, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this time that was spent. And with love, we want to thank you for all these people that are here today.
Yes,
Lord God, we just can't thank you enough. We're asking that as we prepare to dismiss from this place, you do not dismiss from our presence. Lord, it's these and all your many blessings we give thanks in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And the doors of the church is open. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may come. Amen. Y'all may come. If you just want prayer or you're looking for a church home.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."